Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4590.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain that influence.
Someone that had an influence on me that was really significant was my grandpa. And the reason for that was just that he was such a kind and caring and involved person in the family. So just something that I aspire to be like. Or wanted to kind of just try to live my life like him.
So that's who you aspire to be then?
Yeah, I think like if I had to pick somebody, it would be.
Okay. How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I try to be patient and caring and just try to be a good person overall.
What types of things make you happy?
Getting to be with family and friends, and occasionally getting a vacation, and we have a dog, too, that I like a lot, so, Yeah.
What types of things make you sad?
Seeing people that I see on TV or in person getting really saddened by something else that always kind of brings me easily to tears if they are, so... That are obviously things in my own life. If there's somebody that I lost or some bad event in my family or friends' lives.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
The world I came from, as far as my family, was a really loving and overall good family to grow up with. So kind of just made me become that way. And a pretty social extended family and stuff too. So talkative people.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And if so, how did you develop this attribute?
I think, as far as for some people tell me that I'm a good communicator for a guy. I might not be a good listener, but I'm good at getting my point across and not shutting down when it comes to talking with my fiance and stuff. I'm pretty good at that.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I think honesty and being an honorable person and just always doing the right thing. Whether you're getting credit for it or not, just try to do the right thing.
What quality do you like best in yourself and what do you like least?
I guess what I've kind of been going over, that's what I mean... I don't do everything right, but I try to do the correct thing in most situations at work and with my family and friends and stuff. And then what I like the least is probably that I could use some better listening skills at times.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Similar things that I've been talking about, just how important family is. Letting people know that what they mean to you and how important that your family and friends are.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I have a sister that lives a few hours away from me, so I like to see her as often as I can and her children. She has two girls. We do kind of like little family vacations, different places, and get together for holidays. And just socialize and get together for meals and stuff like that.
Yeah. Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special to you.
It was actually a Transformer toy, which is like a robot that turns into a bunch of different things. And it was because I was looking forward to it for the whole holiday season. And I think I was probably like 7 or 8 years old.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I always enjoyed sports, and I always used to go to this recreation center that was near my house when my parents were both working. That was one of my favorite things that I liked to do, was just go there and learn a lot about different sports and activities that I could play.
What is your favorite book, if you have one?
If I have one, I guess it's... The Da Vinci Code was one of my favorites that I read. It was really interesting. And the types of books that I like to read are mystery, suspense, and kind of action stuff. They have to have something going on where it's not just conversation and bland. It's got to actually have something to motivate me to read. I guess I don't read a whole lot, but when I do, I can get hooked on something like that.
Mm-hmm. What was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I saw, it was called The Impossible, and it was about the tsunami in Thailand and a family dealing with that. So, yeah, it was pretty interesting.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
I like to watch team sports, basketball, football, and occasionally baseball.
Mm-hmm. What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
Anything outdoors I like to do. So more summertime stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So hiking and running and playing sports outside.
Mm-hmm. Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I'm not artistic, I wouldn't say, but as far as creativity, doing other things and trying to enjoy different things with people, then yeah, I can be creative.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
My grandma always thought that I kind of look like John Elway, a football player, but I've never really heard of a celebrity that I look like.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I actually would choose, I think, Abraham Lincoln, because of all the things that he saw and what he experienced with slavery and everything that was going on in the country. It would be really interesting.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
I guess moving away and going to college was a pretty big experience. To just be set loose on your own was interesting and kind of makes you grow up in a hurry.
Mm-hmm. Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
Starting to date my fiance was a risk, I guess. I had to put myself out there and take the chance that she liked me.
Mm-hmm. Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised, unsettled, or challenged you, and if so, in what way?
Nothing has really unsettled me, but as I was I looked over this question earlier, I always thought that since I've been little, I always thought it was amazing how gravity worked and like seeing people on the moon that could just jump and float and how it was different in different places in space.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I would like to be with my friends and family doing anything. As long as I'm with the right people, it's not really like specific things I want to be doing. Just be with the people I love.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
Oh, I suppose if I had to pick one person, it would be my fiancé.
What is your approach to life?
Just to be grateful for what you have and try to live your life in a happy way.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? And how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
After I got out of college, I did have a couple months where I was unemployed, and that was pretty stressful. And I guess I don't know if it changed my perspective, but I sure I was very grateful when I did find employment. So that's how I overcame it. I got a job, and it made me feel very, very lucky to have one.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
Probably becoming engaged to my fiance this past year. Mm-hmm. It just feels really, really good in every way.
Who is your favorite actor?
I think I like Denzel Washington the most because he's just always good in everything that he does.
What is your favorite thing for dinner?
I like really good pizza. But, yeah, pizza, I guess, is something that I always go for.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
I don't know if it's considered a board game, but I like to Connect Four a lot.
Mm-hmm. What is the first thing you do in the morning?
I start the coffee maker before I do anything else, even before I let out our dog.
Mm-hmm. What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
I would like to see both my mom's parents one more time. Mm-hmm. Just have a day with them or something.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite season and why?
I like fall because I love football, and I like it when it starts to cool off a little bit from summer.
Mm-hmm. What's the funniest thing that ever happened to you?
I was in front of the entire high school doing a thing with this lady that was kind of a traveling basketball show, and I was supposed to pass her the ball off my foot, and when I went to dribble the ball off my foot, I was so embarrassed that I missed my foot completely.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your special power be?
I've always liked Batman, so I don't know if he really has a special power, just whatever he can do using all his toys.
If you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
If I could have been could be invisible, I guess I'd like to see some of the conversations that have been had in the White House or something like that.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
I manage people, so I guess it's pretty interesting just to see how different people can be, what kind of patience they have in one situation versus the next.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
I would love to probably work with a sports team, whether it would be with like sports medicine, mm-hmm. Something along those lines, and get to travel with the team and stuff.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what do you think you'd be doing with work and family and traveling?
More than likely, I would assume I would still be working full-time in management somewhere at my company. And that could change because my fiance is in dental school, so I might, if she has a dental practice, I might be a stay-at-home dad, but hopefully we have a kid or two on the way or mm-hmm. already born and taking care of them too. And then travel, I don't know if we'll be able to do a lot of that early on in our family, but I definitely do love to see places and travel around the country.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Usually it's pretty simple, but dinner, somewhere nice. Occasionally I like to cook for my fiance, but usually we'll go out and have dinner together, and if it's nice, I'll go for a walk afterwards or something by a lake or something.
What do you love most about your fiance?
I love her kindness and just how much she cares about her friends and her family, and that's her best attribute, I think.
What is the nicest thing you think you could do for your fiance?
Large term would be to somehow pay for her entire schooling, small term is just she really enjoys when I do things for her around the house as far as like cooking and cleaning and helping her out with stuff like that.
And how did you meet your fiance?
I met her at work.
Mm-hmm. And why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I do need to make some extra money, and then additionally, I thought it was a good cause and could help some people out that are less fortunate.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4590.